WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
This is the Firefly Funhouse. And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and, you know, you're on Twitch, you may have a Twitch Prime sub available if you have your Prime account in and your Twitch account link. So please go check the purple button up above the technology screen. Click it. You may have your sub available. And if you'd like to use it here, which, by the way, it's free, you can. Or if you'd like to use it other places, you know, that's okay too. But we'd really like you to use it here. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Right here. Do it right here.
Support us. Please support us.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome everyone to The Rack, at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward on Twitter. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us here tonight.
Here, right here.
Right here. Here, right here. Not there. Here. Here.
Just in case you're confused, Brent, it's right here.
Not over there, not behind the tree, not by the explosive, it's right here.
And definitely not by the llama.
Not by the llama, no. But it's right here. Got it right here. Today's word of the day is here.
Here.
So every, so every time we say the word here, you take a shot. So here. No, kidding. Kidding. You don't have to do that right here.
He's doing the hey buddy. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
This is why they're the Golden Llama Lovers. Right there.
Yep. Golden Llama Lovers. But hey, Team One Brain, we're off to a solid start.
Yeah, we're off to a decent start. Everyone's doing good the first week. The first week is not so bad. It's when you get later into the weeks, that's where things get interesting. Yeah.
So anyway, so we have all your favorites, news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, and we have a lot of news to get into tonight. There are some huge stories that broke this week, some of them today, actually. And we're going to start with the biggest, and news brought to you always by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And that is that, well, after making light of a prior arrest on Monday night, it seems Jimmy Uso was arrested on DUI charges last night or early this morning.
Which officially is a...
Hashtag blames up.
I mean, like, okay. People talked about this on Twitter and stuff, and this is a very accurate point. It's 2019. Smartphones are available. Hey Uber. Hey Lyft.
Hey Trin, come get me. You know, hey Jimmy. You know, anybody, really. Anybody could come get him. Like, that's, I'm sorry, drunk driving is no excuse. I don't have really any justification for this, because there is none. It was just a boneheaded move, and he got caught.
Yeah, that's the dumb thing about it. Like, it's not the first time this year.
Yeah.
It's not the first time this year.
No, it's not.
Which makes it even worse.
I mean, his reasons for going out drinking, those are his reasons, and I'm not going to judge him from going out and drinking and having a good time and all this other stuff that he was doing. But getting in a car and drinking and driving, that's just beyond stupid. You know, like Rock said, in the age of Uber and Lyft and, you know, or taking a friend to the bar with you and having a DD, like, how hard is that to do? Like, you just have a friend that goes with you that doesn't drink, and they drive the car, and they make sure everybody gets home okay, or you call that taxi or Uber or Lyft or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just boneheaded. I'm sorry. It is. It's just really, 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 really supremely stupid. And the fact that nobody got hurt is a miracle. His blood alcohol level has not been reported as of this time, so he may not have been like super duper drunk. Nobody really knows, but it was enough to get him arrested. So he was over the legal limit.
He was, all right. So what had happened was W was advised by an off-duty police officer that a vehicle was driving westbound on Interstate 10, doing an excess of 100 miles per hour, drifting from left to right and going outside of its lane. He continued northbound. The vehicle then pulled into the Ticket Sports Bar, but the car was no longer in the parking lot by the time the deputy arrived. The deputy was parked at a nearby public when he observed the vehicle from the Pine Forest Road on the Highway 297A rapidly accelerate and then travel very close to another car. That's when the deputy conducted the traffic stop on Uso in the area. The officers noted that Jimmy appeared to have some issues holding documents in his hands after the officer asked for his license, registration, and proof of insurance. The deputy also observed him to have bloodshot, watery, droopy eyelids, and dilated pupils, along with slow and slurred speech. The officer said he could smell alcohol and beverage coming from the driver's side window. That's when he asked Uso to step out of the vehicle to speak with him in front of the patrol car. Jimmy had to be told several times to get out of the car. Once Uso got out of the car, he appeared to be unsteady on his feet, noticed the officer. The deputy asked Uso if he was willing to ride to an adjacent parking lot, which was flat, level, and well lit. Uso agreed to take the ride, but then seemed confused and asked what was happening. The deputy explained that he was going to give Uso a ride to an adjacent parking lot to conduct the field sobriety test. Uso started asking if he needed a lawyer and if he was being detained. The officer said that they informed Uso that he was conducting a DUI investigation and it's not possible to have a lawyer present. The report noted that Uso took his phone out of his pocket and tried to put the phone towards the officer's face. The officer then placed Uso in handcuffs and placed him under arrest for DUI. He became uncooperative and had to be told multiple times to have a seat in the patrol car. While in the back of the car, Uso told the officer he was uncomfortable with it and that he wanted to speak with another officer. Then while on the way to jail, the officer said he had to roll down his back windows due to the overwhelming smell of alcohol beverage that was engulfing the vehicle. WWE responded by saying Jonathan Fatu is responsible for his own personal actions.
Well, there's some shady business going on there for sure, but because, I mean, again, it's his word against the cops, and when I say there's shady business, there sounds like there's some shadiness going on there on the cop, but that's neither here nor there at this point. So we'll wait to see if there is any statement from Jimmy concerning this at all, if there's any action, you know, pertaining to either alcohol counseling or this will go to court probably, or they'll settle it out of court, but he will have to.
He got cited for speeding and DUI test, $1,000 bond. He's scheduled to be in court on August 15th.
Yeah, so that's probably a fine and potentially a suspended license, which is not good in his profession. So, yeah. But it's a miracle that nobody was hurt, that he is okay, and that is the bright side of this, is that everybody is going to be okay.
This was not in Texas. This was in Florida.
Yeah, this was in Florida.
Pensacola, Florida.
Ooh, Pensacola. Ooh.
There's your legal story of the day.
Ding! Yay! Well, we're going to switch gears from WWE a little bit, because the other big story of the week is AEW.
Yeah.
And it has been announced, there is no name for the show yet, that officially as of October 2nd of this year at 8 p.m. Eastern, AEW will be launching their television product. It will be a live weekly episodic show that airs for 2 hours. So it's going to be from 8 to 10 on Wednesdays. And it will be a traveling show. They're starting the show in D.C. at the Capital One Arena, I believe, which is mm-hmm. a 15,000 seat arena. Very ballsy, I must say.
Yeah.
So they're going to go from there.
So officially, Warner Media announced today that the new Professional Wrestling League, All Elite Wrestling, AEW, will begin airing its 2-hour weekly matches on TNT on Wednesday, October 2nd from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. The highly anticipated action-packed matches will take place in different cities across the nation each week on Wednesday, starting in Washington, D.C. at the famed Capital One Arena. Ticket pricing and on-sale date for the televised live event will be announced on Monday, July 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern via AEW's social media platforms. There you go.
There you go. So congratulations to them. I look forward to seeing it and seeing what they do with it. Everybody is really, really excited about this, I think, except for WWE and probably Impact. But the wrestling audience as a whole is extremely excited about this, to see what they do with a 2-hour TV show. We've kind of seen what they can do on pay-per-view, and so far the results have been kind of mixed. Like, they, for their big events, they do really, really well, but for the last couple, they've had a little bit of a slide. So it'll be interesting to see if they can keep the same pace as they did when they first hit the market with the TV show as what they did with pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I really hope so for their sake. But yeah, I'm going to say this, what I said before when they announced All In. It's this. If you want this product, if you want competition, if you want more wrestling companies in the business as a whole, please support this product. Please go buy the tickets. Go to the shows. Because they are booking some big arenas to start. I mean, they're not doing little 2,000-seat arenas. They're doing 15,000 to 20,000-seat arenas based on what they've seen for their pay-per-view numbers, probably. So, again, if you enjoy this product, if you want to support this product, please go buy tickets and go to the shows when they're in their area.
Okay, I need to mention one thing. You guys need a better social media team if you're going to put out, and this is not AEW, this is on TNT as well. If you're going to put out a video on Twitter, make it the right dimension so you're not seeing partial video. You need to see the full video, because in the video you put it out, you only see a creepy hand at the end. If you actually watch the full video on YouTube, you see the full widescreen shot of what actually makes sense. The video can go full screen on Twitter these days. You don't need a vertical. It can be horizontal. Just saying.
I'm going to give you guys a little tip, because I work in the marketing industry. Actually, technically, I build advertising ads. But anyway, that's what I do. For video, for motion graphics, for social media, build it in a square. It looks great on desktop. It looks great on mobile, both for horizontal and vertical view. Just do it. Just build it in a square. Stick it in there. It works across all social media platforms. You don't got to worry about it. Trust me. Do it every day. It works great.
Yeah.
That's been your marketing tip.
Marketing tip for the day.
Ding!
We're here with helpful advice all night long.
Yeah, so congratulations to AEW as they move forward in the process. As we go back to wrestling, we're just going to tangent that right back. And sticking away from WWE for a second, Impact Wrestling announced, you know, that it has extended its partnership with Twitch, and it will be featuring more original programming on the platform. This is after their attempt to buy a TV network did not work.
Yeah, they've agreed to sort of expand everything they're doing. The renewal will include production of more exclusive content on Twitch platform, including original weekly program, pre and post shows, live monthly specials, weekly airings of Explosion, which features never before seen matches, IRL first person streams, just don't go to the bathroom, and much more to support Twitch's development. To support Twitch's development of its co-streaming features, Impact Wrestling will facilitate co-streaming of the flagship show, and will be announcing details of a contest featuring co-streamers in the near future.
There you go. Yeah, please, if you do IRL streams, please don't go in the bathroom.
Some could say it's very disrespectful to film people in a bathroom.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah.
It brings a fine, and it brings suspension.
It's a Twitch suspension.
So, all right, sticking with outside WWE, the last story for that is that ROH and NWA have unfortunately ended their very long partnership together. This is basically NWA beginning to focus on creating their own original series in the future and kind of going back out on their own. And I believe this is at the behest of Billy Corgan, is it not?
I believe so. Billy Corgan, once he's off the road with Smashing Pumpkins, will begin focusing on creating its own original series for the NWA. They've been featuring different NWA title matches on ROH content in the last 7-8 months. But that partnership is now coming to an end. It's a shame, but it's something that NWA can now align with other promotions if they so choose to focus on creating content.
There you go, because it's all about the content. WWE is airing a 1-hour special this Saturday night. It's going to be live from Nashville. It's called Smackville.
That took a lot of creative thinking there to do. Nashville, Smackville.
Smashville, Smackville, you know, whatever.
I mean, someone decided they're going to put a lot of thought and effort to creating a name, you know, and that's what they came up with. And with the image is with the guitar on it. I mean, I don't know how they ever thought of that.
There was some brain trust going on there. Anyway,
some smarts.
One of the many featured matches for the 1-hour special will be Kofi Kingston taking on Samoa Joe and Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Championship. You're also going to have Bayley versus Charlotte versus
Alexa
for the Women's Championship, and you're going to have Finn versus Shin for the IC title. And I don't know, could a certain fiendish devil show up?
But
we'll have to see.
But why? We'll talk about that in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we'll talk about him. Last but certainly not least, this is the... I take that back. There's one more story. And happier news, because we're going to talk about the not-so-happy news here in a second for WWE. They have dropped their brand new design for the WWE Network. It's available now for download on mobile.
Desktop
is short
tomorrow.
Yeah, desktop's coming.
Mobile
and then
is available.
Tiered system.
Yeah, I'll get to the tiers. Mobile and Xbox and PlayStation are now available. Though apparently you need to be advised to wait on the Xbox because they're having some issues with it right now.
Okay, I won't touch it.
In terms of like trying to enter information and stuff like that, like the keyboard's not coming up right now. That may be a quick fix. I don't know. Or that could just been one user not having issues. But I saw that on Twitter, so just want to make that clear at the moment. Tiered system, yes. There will be a tiered system coming down the line featuring regional country content, a free tier, and premium tier.
There you go. Now on to the final story, which is that, as expected today, the Q2 numbers dropped for WWE, and they were not pretty. They're down pretty much across the board in terms of revenue, subscribership, viewership, all of it is all down. It's double digit down. It's not a high double digit. I think it averaged about 12% somewhere in there for pretty much everything, but that's not good news for them.
But they were quick to point out for the month of July, they're up 1% in viewership.
So yeah, so they're starting to slowly come back. So we'll have to see what they do in Q3, but Q2, which is actually the quarter that has WrestleMania, you don't want to be down, and that's not good. So we'll have to see how they recover.
Hold on before you go. Continue. Currently, as of closing today, they were up 8.66% on the stock exchange. So Wall Street liked what they had to say.
Well, as long as Wall Street liked it, okay.
It's up almost $6.
Woo-hoo! But no, so just a couple quick interesting notes. Vince McMahon was on the call, and he basically admitted on the call that he could no longer be down in the weeds, and that Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff are going to have a lot of latitude where Raw and SmackDown are concerned. Vince will still be involved, but at this point, they're going to have him focus more on the bigger picture and talent development versus the individual storylines on a week-in to week-out basis. So basically, Vince has either been sort of like nudged out, or he has willingly stepped down.
Because he knows his product was in trouble, so he's getting other people to help out. What was interesting is the product is going to be edgier and have some new good storylines. He emphasized good storyline in there. So he's liking what he's hearing from Heyman, at least at this point. So that's good.
Yeah, they're going to have a little bit more bite, but they're keeping the product PG. So they're going to push the PG as hard as they possibly can while staying within that realm. So we'll have to see how it goes for them. There were some shots taken because it's Vince.
He made mention that while they're going to be PG, their supposed competition, the competition that's out there, will be doing more of a blood and guts format, and we're not going to go there. He made sure to say we're not going back to the Attitude Era with blood and guts.
Okay.
So anyone hoping for a rebirth of the Attitude Era? No, it's not coming.
It's not gonna happen, guys. Everybody calm down. It's all right.
But he also may mention that, again, blood and guts, and that their supposed competition would be doing that. And he doesn't think that TNT will be happy with all that.
So, it's very, very interesting dialogue there from Vince McMahon.
He was very good with his words.
Yes. They probably scripted him, I'm going to be real.
But that's okay.
That's fine. That's completely fine. So moving on, you want to do SmackDown Throwdown?
Let's do it.
Welcome everyone to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
This show is about setting up SummerSlam.
And it did it very well. I mean, very, very well. While it was straight, it's to the point. We had Kofi Kingston challenge Randy Orton at SummerSlam for the title. This is after Orton came out and gave a rousing speech that pissed off Kofi.
Yeah,
no
and
big surprise there. That's a great skill of Randy's. Mm-hmm.
Kofi called him out and wanted to challenge him, and Randy Orton made some comments back. But Kofi remembers 11 years ago what had happened and how Orton sort of made sure Kofi's little push never really took off back then. So yeah, there's a lot of history there that they're reaching back to, which I like. And it should be good. We'll see if Kofi can finally overcome Orton. We'll see.
I hope so. That would be a nice way to sort of button up that entire story for them. And yeah, I like that they're going back to the history. I think you kind of almost have to, because that's really the basis of the feud, is everybody remembers that one time Kofi Kingston beat Randy Orton and never really got a fair shot at the title. So
I don't even remember the win. I remember him dumping paint on the car.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember Kofi getting the win, and that was kind of the kickoff, and then they started to push Kofi, and then it just like sort of went wah wah, mm-hmm. and that was it for Kofi for a really long time. So I like that they're building this into the story to add a little bit more heat, and I like that they're blaming it on Randy. That's a nice little touch.
Yeah, it was.
So up next we had Ember Moon beating Charlotte, yay, in a very quick victory.
45 seconds, really quick, very, very to the point. Had a little bit of a Bailey distraction. Afterwards, Ember laid out both the Queen and Bailey.
Ember's had enough of everybody. And, well, Charlotte has an idea for SummerSlam, too. She wants to prove that she is the GOAT, and so she's going to challenge a GOAT, maybe.
Maybe. She wants to be on SummerSlam. Her opponent's going to be better than Ember Moon. She's on the path to be the greatest of all time, and, well, I mean, they're in Toronto. There's only one GOAT in Toronto.
Could they be getting Miss Trish?
Could be very stratifying at SummerSlam. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm going to skip over the next one because I feel like we need to go into detail with that. So I'm going to skip the next one until we get to that. You also had Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon announced for SummerSlam. And basically, if Kevin loses, he quits.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice little ditty there, and
Hold on, before that, which is a throwback to, because they mentioned it, where the last time they fought, the whole thing was about being no longer in the company as well, so it's another throwback. This is going to make sure it's signed, sealed, and delivered, Shane's going to. This also led to a main event, which was Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. It's Shane as the announcer, Elias as the timekeeper, and Drew McIntyre as the ref, and that all ended in shenanigans. All right, continue.
Of course it ended in shenanigans. How could it not end in shenanigans? Up next, we had Finn Balor respond to his rather fiendish foe, calls out Bray Wyatt, and challenges him to a SummerSlam match. Bray responds via the Firefly Funhouse. It has teleported its way backstage. Mm-hmm. It's all set up. It's a little smaller than what he's used to, but it'll work.
It was a different section of the funhouse.
Yeah, it's the annex. It's the extension. He's working on it. Hasn't quite decorated yet. They've got Mercy's box there.
They had one painting, two tables.
Yeah, basically it's whatever fits on the truck. So Bray responds, and well, you know, as much as Bray tries to tell the Finn that Finn's a great guy,
that he's super duper.
You know, the Fiend just doesn't believe Bray, and the Fiend just really kind of wants to take out Finn Balor.
So at SummerSlam, it'll be the Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Finn Balor.
Okay, so I want to talk about this real quick.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because Bray looks super tired. I would hope that's intentional.
I wonder if that has to do with, I don't know, child?
A baby? A newborn?
What?
No. No, I think it's just they made him intentionally look tired because, you know, the strain of going back and forth and being the fiend and being normal, that's got to be taxing for him.
I mean, that's totally true, but who makes their godfather Braun Strowman? Anyway, moving on.
Bray Wyatt does. that's by the way, that's another news item that we missed, is Bray Wyatt supposedly made Braun Strowman the godfather of his infant son.
Thanks.
I'm praying for this child, for all good things. But yeah, Bray has, you can tell he's put a lot of time and thought into this character, because this is the first exposure to what I like to call Prozac Wyatt outside of the pre-scripted, pre-shot segments for the Firefly Funhouse. Mm-hmm. This is the actual character interacting in a live WWE environment with another person. And so we got a taste of what that was. It renewed hopes in me. I'm still not sure about it. But Bray does creepy really, really well with this. Like that, the tired eyes and just the dead stare and the tone in his voice and the way that he did everything was just perfect. Like, you can tell he's put his time and his effort and his heart and his soul into this character. And it's paying off for him. Like, this was really good. This was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
They can stop flashing the Fiend at the end of the SummerSlam commercials. Like, that would make me happy. But yeah, this was well done. So we'll have to see if, you know, Bray pays Finn a little visit tomorrow or on a Saturday night in Smashville at Smackville. Just have to see.
Right.
And last but certainly not least, the star of the show, the main event,
the icon, the showstopper,
Shawn Michaels, was on SmackDown. And God bless Xavier Woods and Big E, because those two sat on commentary as Shawn came out and sang his theme song.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, Shawn Michaels was supposed to be on commentary tonight, but honestly, I'm thrilled you guys are here, because
I'm like the same thing.
I'm still singing.
Whenever I'm around, they see me walk. Hear me talk. I'm made for the beat.
Yes, I'm so excited, Shawn Michaels!
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Woo! I'm excited for this interview!
God bless them. I mean, I'm so happy that, like, they're there, and I feel that WWE is purely safe just because of Xavier Woods is there with Big E. Like, they are just protecting everything because God bless those two nerds. I love them so much. But yeah, Sean was on SmackDown. He was doing commentary.
Well, no, he didn't. He never did commentary.
Well, he was supposed to.
He was supposed to. New Day filled in for him, then Michael called in. But he was there on Miz TV. He got interviewed. Dolph Ziggler came out, was disrespectful to Sean, took a shot at Goldberg, called everything that happened in Saudi Arabia an embarrassment, and then Sean called Dolph a Shawn Michaels ripoff.
Thank you, Sean.
You know the truth. Miz and Dolph got into it a little bit, and then Dolph ended up super kicking Shawn Michaels.
Which is blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, honestly, Dolph, if you're going to talk crap about Saudi Arabia, you need to be careful because there's somebody else that was in Saudi Arabia that is not happy with how that went, and he's kind of lurking around.
Okay, I'm going to make a bold statement, all right? Bold prediction.
Okay, bold prediction. Go for it.
That either at SummerSlam or the first show on Fox, all depending, Dolph Ziggler is going to be on the... On the wrong side of a Goldberg spear.
Could be. He could be on the wrong side of a chokeslam, too.
Yeah, but this is not the first time he's taken a shot at Goldberg's wrestling ability. So I have a feeling he's going to end up eating a spear in the coming weeks.
He could.
Just as a big holy crap moment.
I could see that. I could totally see that. But yeah, the blasphemy, the audacity of super kicking Shawn Michaels. That is just rude.
And no, it's not leading to Dolph versus Shawn.
Yeah, no, Shawn's done. Before everybody goes down that road, Shawn's like 100% done. He came back for Taker and he left after Taker. So he's like, I'm good. Thanks.
Good, thanks. Moving on.
But yeah, this was a great SmackDown. It moved really well. It did a lot to set up SummerSlam, which is what you want. And yeah, I mean, good quality wrestling in terms of the main roster this week. So I can't complain about either Raw or SmackDown. They were both pretty good.
Yeah, really, SmackDown was really good. It set the table for SummerSlam.
Hey, and well, speaking of setting the table, there were some things that happened on NXT that we need to talk about.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
It was a semifinal match in the NXT Breakout Tournament. It was Jordan Miles versus Angel Garza. Good match.
Good match. I just want them... My one issue with this is they called Angel Garza ripping his pants off in the middle of the ring a wardrobe malfunction. Would somebody please go look up wardrobe malfunction? That's not it. If he willingly rips his pants off his backside... That is technically stripping. That's not a wardrobe malfunction. Now, if there was nothing on underneath, then that might be a malfunction. But no, this is Angel Garza just really wants to get naked in the middle of the ring in front of God and everybody with his little gold trunks.
It was Jordan Miles moving on in the tournament. Shane Thorne was also out there complaining on commentary about not, you know, where's his time, where's his spotlight. He doesn't need to be in a tournament, but he's going to break out on his own.
I like that. I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm. Bianca Belair defeated Xia Li.
In a really good contest.
It was a really good, solid squash, basically. We had a vignette on Killian Dane, setting the table for what's to come between him and Riddle. It was Jessica Manduke. She was in the Performance Center, and she got her ass kicked. Gangsta style by Mia Yim.
Okay, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because I love the crap out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you just have her walk up to this locker and Mia Yim just comes around and beats her ass with this locker and then beats her up in the PC and she's like, yeah, you want to go? You want to fight? Let's go. I'm going to take all of you down. You take that message back to Shayna. One by one, I'm going to take all of you down.
And it started with surprise, mother bleep.
Yes. Yes. Like, go, Mia! Very proud of her. Very, very proud of her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I just can't say enough about her. She's awesome.
The Velveteen Dream talked about everything that's been going on. He'll never be giving up the championship. Dream said it felt like hell when Roderick Strong claimed victory over him, but Dream says he hears that like Dream, Roderick Roderick can go all night. Dream talking about how the Velveteen Dream is not big enough, or Roderick Strong is not big enough to ride this ride. Roderick Strong came out and basically wants the title match, which is sort of agreed upon, but then was interrupted.
Okay, so I want to talk about this first before we get to the interruption.
Mm-hmm.
This was okay. Dream kind of, I think, stumbled a little bit in the beginning of the promo.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like really awkward because it was like he was going to have this really sick burn. And then he's like, Roderick Strong can go all night. And we're like,
Wait.
He's married with a kid, so go his wife.
Right.
Like, good for her. He's got the stamina for that. All right. But no, so it's like, it was a little awkward. Dream seemed to have a little bit of a stumble there because he kind of pauses and laughs like he kind of either saw something and it broke him for a second, and then he went back into character. And then Roddy came out and there was just a little something missing here between these two. And well, they found it in the form of Peter Dunne. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Bruiserweight was at NXT tonight. Dream had no idea what to make of him. Mm-hmm. Or what to do with him. Like, Dream just kept looking at him like, oh, God. Because he, like, broke Roderick Strong's fingers in the middle of the ring. And then he gave Dream a look like, you want to go?
You want to go? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Dream, like, grabs his title and just, like, walks off clutching his title like, oh, crap.
Then Roderick Strong in the back went up to William Regal and won his title match. And Regal said, yeah, you were going to get the title shot. But, well, he was talking to Johnny Sane and, well, Pete's going to be on NXT for a little while. And that, well, it's Dream versus Strong versus Dunn at TakeOver for the North American Championship. And he was complaining about favoritism, but what's a match with Dunn next week?
Okay, so I just want William Regal to come out and admit, because the entire time that Roderick Strong is screaming about Pete Dunn to William Regal, Regal's standing there with this wistful smile on his face. So I want, because we're so close now, I just want it to come out that William Regal has adopted Pete Dunne as his son. Like, I just kind of want that in my life, that, like, Regal has taken Dunne under his wing and he is teaching him epic levels of villainy. Like, that needs to happen. But I also like the insinuation that Johnny Saint was like, I don't want to deal with him. Please take him off my hands. He's giving me a headache. He's driving me nuts. Please get rid of him for me. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you see, maybe.
I mean, I that's honestly how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the way that Regal kind of phrased that he's like, he's going to be here for a little while because I talked to Johnny Saint, and so he's coming here. It's like, oh God, the two dads had a chat. Regal's taking his kid for a bit. All right, we all know how this goes. So, yeah, but I need William Regal to fully admit that he has adopted Pete Dunne.
It was Io Shirai and Casey Catanzaro didn't really go long, because Candice LeRae came out, and she went and started beating up Io. Io retreated, and there you go.
I like Io's new entrance.
It's great.
It's awesome. Candice coming out and beating Io's butt, too.
That was good, too. So, go ahead.
Like, give me this. Give me all the things. But yeah, Io's new look, her new entrance, the whole deal. Perfect.
So, we had a couple of vignettes throughout the night. One was Johnny Gargano talking about his NXT TakeOver title match coming up. And he chooses a street fight for his stipulation. While Adam Cole chooses traditional wrestling because that's the match he beat him in to win the championship. So, one fall is going to be traditional. One fall will be street fight. Goes to a third fall. It will be up to Mr. Regal to decide the stipulation. So it could be a ladder match, could be a cage match, could be something. I would assume maybe a ladder match to finish the night off. We'll see. Either way, I'm looking forward to it.
I like that they did that like everybody gets to name one, because you know it's going to come down to Regal naming the stip. Like, you already know that, just the way that they've set this up is Gargano gets to name one, Cole gets to name one, and then Regal is the tiebreaker in this, because that's what's fair.
Yeah.
They each get a shot, and then Regal's going to be the one to end it. So it gives Regal a purpose.
It does. And they can't call it three stages of hell, because they don't want to use the phrase hell in the sense, because they have hell in the cell, I guess. I don't know. So it's a two out of three falls match with each getting different stipulations. So, yeah, it should be very interesting coming up. And then your main event was Keith Lee and Damian Priest. Solid match. Damian Priest got the win after Lee was distracted by the referee a little bit, and then he was able to hit his finish for the win. Solid match. Nothing great. It was fine.
There are a couple moments in this where they had some nice chemistry, but this was there. They both made each other look really, really good, which is what you want. I just kind of wish they'd do a little bit more with Keith Lee.
There's something about him. I can't connect to the character. I need to see more, and it's like, I keep saying that, and they're not giving to me yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something's missing. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that's NXT.
That's NXT, so we take our only break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, and we are talking all about the Fortnite World Cup, which is this weekend, y'all. We're going to preview it. We're going to talk about all the tourneys, because there's more than one, and who we think is going to win. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you
you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hi, I'm Barbie Blank, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime sub and you would like to use it here, please click the purple button up at the top above your technology screen. We would greatly appreciate it if you used it here, but if you prefer to use it elsewhere, that's fine too. But, you know, we'd really, 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 really like it if you used it here. Support us. Anyway, we are back. We're done with the news. We're done with SmackDown. We're done with NXT. I guess it's time. Tweet of the week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Logitech G Esports to Dr. Lupo. What did you have for your esports breakfast? Dr. Lupo replies, a cup of strawberries, and encouraged JD's tears when he found out there wasn't chicken parmesan for lunch today. We're kicking the World Cup off right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lupo, like this tweet if you can imagine me screaming the default dance song at the top of my lungs. Not only can I imagine it, it's permanently burned in my psyche. Thank you very much.
Ba-da-ba-da. Can I continue?
Dr. Lupo.
It's Lupo, man.
These next two tweets, by the way, one is from Lupo, one is from Courage, pretty much sum up how I feel about new Twitter, because this is kind of what happened to me today. So Dr. Lupo, oh my god, the new Twitter layout was forced upon me and it's a solid 0 out of 10. Please make it stop. I'm going to remove my eyes from my body soon and give them to science. Thank you. Courage JD. Dear Twitter, Why did you force this god-awful update upon us? This is truly terrible, and whoever approved this should be ashamed. With love, an avid Twitter user. I am of agreeance. I'm not an avid Twitter user, but I logged into Twitter, and it's completely different, and I can't find anything, and just put my goddamn notifications back at the top where they belong. Thank you. On the side, sucks.
I don't mind the notifications on the side. I mind seeing everyone's likes. Like, there's so many likes now shown on Twitter.
And I don't need to see all that. I just really want to see the people I follow, and that's it. I don't want to see what they've liked. I don't want to see what they followed. I don't want to see what their interests are beyond what they tweet out. Like, I don't need all that information. Well, I really am just, like, even if I'm looking at it, I'm purely looking at it for my notifications. That's it.
Also, can you put things back in order?
Yeah.
Like, everything's sort of out of order now. Like, I see tweets from 8 hours ago and 10 hours ago and then from 5 minutes ago. Put everything back in order, please. It's good that
Stop doing the Facebook algorithm that shows, like, the most popular post or whatever the hell it is. Just put it in a sequential timeline. It makes sense to everybody. Please!
Beyond that, I'm okay with new Twitter.
Yeah, it's fine. But, you know, I just want my notifications back at the top because I can't find anything. And last, certainly but not least, Courage JD. Dear Twitter, my mom made me a vat of soup, like legit, enough to feed a family of four for 5 to 7 days. I've been home for 48 hours, and I've ate it all. I'm both disgusted and proud. With love, Uncle Jack. He ate an entire vat of soup. I just don't even know.
That's Courage JD for you.
That's Courage JD.
all you got?
The man likes his food.
So you're good?
I'm good.
You took two of mine. So here we go. This is going to be really short.
Well, I left you the big long one because I figured you had grabbed that, so...
I didn't grab anything, no. I only have this. Bray Wyatt. I want to formally apologize to that Fandango for making him fight Braun Strowman that one time. I think that you're an amazing dancer, man, and the bestest friend a fellow could have. Hashtag Violator. And then Cloak tweeted, or I said Symphony tweeted, New York is like really cool, smiley face. Cloak. Yeah, it's weird seeing how big the buildings are. Didn't think anything could be bigger than your nose.
Cloak! That's so mean.
Burn.
Funny.
Funny.
But that's mean.
But that's all I got.
Okay, well then, I'm going to put in a late entry because he did not grab it. So, all right, where is it? Hold on. There it is. Okay. So, Dr. Lupo, after each meal, I'm always sure to remind myself that no matter what, my body is at peak gaming performance. Professional bodybuilders aspire to look like me. I am dad bod perfected, truly. And it is a picture of Lupo passed out in a chair, legs spread wide.
Mm-hmm.
Not pictured, Courage JD attempting to jump in his lap.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dr. Lupo replies, hottest dad I know, heart emoji face. Lupo responds with, do me, which is his standard response to anything she says.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Blevins, who is Ninja's wife, jumps in with a gift that says, can I just mute you? And Lupo responds with, you do you. And she goes, and you do Sam. See what I did there?
See, I see what you did.
And Lupo goes way, way ahead of you. And he tweets a picture of Charlie. And Jess goes, but we have two dogs, so are you really? And he goes, shit, well played. And then she's very excited to see him. She's like, can't wait to see you. But yeah, that was, I thought you had grabbed
No,
that.
I did not grab that one. So that will be it for Tweet of the Week. We now move to Fortnite.
Yes. By the way, there will be Fortnite with friends tonight. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. So if you're out there and you want to see us play a game, or you want to see us do like llama hunt or bingo, or there's a prop hunt or Team Rumble, anything like that, go ahead and put it in the chat if you want to see us play anything, because we're taking suggestions to figure out what we're going to do, because we're in that really awkward phase where season 10 launches next week and we have overtime challenges, but we don't really want to do them right now. So any suggestions
she doesn't want. She doesn't want to do them right now.
I have to do 2,500 shotgun damage. That is just mean.
More so the 25 assisted kills.
That too.
That's the more pain in the ass. Shotgun's simple.
Like, what the hell?
Anyway.
Who said 25 kills is a good idea? Or elims. I should say elims. Like, what the hell? And it has to be an assist. You have to do it with a person. What?
Yeah. It's a struggle. Anyway, let's move on from that to talk about the World Cup weekend. It's an entire weekend of festivities. It kicks off tomorrow. And 1 p.m. Eastern with a 12:30 p.m. Pre-show that will feature the Creative World Cup. There's going to be four different games they're going to be doing in Creative. There's like four different teams that are going to be involved. I think Ninjas has a team and Scissors has a team, and there's a couple others that are going to have teams, and they're going to be competing in the Creative World Finals, which is cool. There's a jetpack mode, a prop hunt mode. And one's like a regular battle royal, and there's one other one. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. But they're really cool little mini-maps that are going to be playing. So that's first. Then the real action kicks off with the Fortnite Pro-Am.
I can't wait for this. I really, really, really can't wait for this. They got Jordan Fisher to host this.
Yeah, Jordan Fisher is hosting the entire weekend, which is really, really cool. So the Fortnite. Go ahead.
Before we go into it, I just need video from this weekend because there's so much shenanigans going on this weekend with everybody. I just need video. Like, maybe I don't need it, but I want it. Like, just of the levels of stupidity that are happening as we speak, because we all know these people, mm-hmm. at least through their Twitch streams. We know what's going to happen when they all get together,
mm-hmm.
and they start having a good time. Just shenanigans out the wazoo. It's bound to happen.
Right.
So pictures, video, please, anybody, I'm watching your social.
There you go. So the Fortnite Pro-Am is 4 p.m. Eastern on the Twitch channels. It's a celebrity Pro-Am. By the way, this is taking place in New York at Arthur Ashe Stadium where they have all the tennis stuff. Just imagine the arena, the outdoor venue for this. But the celebrity program is going to be featuring people like Ninja and Marshmello, the first winners of the program.
Hey!
Airwax and RL Grime, who won the last program. Dr. Lupo has a pairing. Tfue has a pairing. Alexia Ray has a pairing. Cloak has a pairing. Locko has a pairing. All your favorite Twitch Courage JDs in there and stuff like that. But our boy, Xavier Woods, is playing in the program as well.
Xavier, not that you will ever hear this, but if you could foster a relationship between Epic and WWE where we get wrestling skins, I would love you forever. I'm not even kidding. I really kind of want to run around Haunted Hills as The Undertaker. Like, I really want to do it.
So can we just make it happen?
Can we just make it happen, please? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. So there's that. As far as when the program, it'd be cool to see Lupo or Ninja or Cloak win it. You know what I mean? Be really cool if Xavier won. I don't think him and Chris Stanger are going to win that one, but you never know.
The problem with Xavier, and this is no offense to Xavier, is he doesn't play Fortnite enough, I think, to really be able to competently carry when he needs to. So essentially his pro is going in on his own and is doing the hard carry for the team. I don't think it's going to be Xavier, but I love that he's willing and I love that he's just out there trying his best.
Right. And they'll have better communication because it's one of his actual buddies that he's playing with. So, like...
Yeah, they should get along better.
They should get along better. I just remember watching him play with his buddy Chris Danger once and Woods is out there just running around with the minigun.
Whatever this is, they should have a really fun entrance.
Oh, hopefully.
I would fully expect them to own the entrance portion of this category.
Oh, hopefully. Yeah. The best pairing. I forgot about the best pairing on this whole pairing, right? Thing. The pro is Ewok. Do you know who her partner is?
No.
Jordan Fisher.
Oh my god, it's gonna be the most lovable pairing ever! He's so sweet to her. Like, he loves her so much.
Hell, let them win.
Huh?
Let them win.
Yeah, honestly... Let Ewok and Jordan Fisher win, please. Just please.
Everyone just
melt everybody's hearts at once.
Right. Let them win.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that. But that's cool. That's Friday. All right.
Okay.
Then we move to Saturday. And that's the Duos World Cup. You got some interesting teams out there. Nate Hill, FaZe Funk. They won one of the skirmishes. You have Zayt and Saf. You have Benji Fish and Mr. Savage, who apparently everyone's worried about, and they're 14-year-olds, or Benji Fish is at least 14 years old. He's really good. Like, really good.
I bet.
Yeah, a few of the Solary guys are out there. You have Dubs and Mega out there as a duo. You have Aiden and Sean out there. Like, we're going to know how good people are, because this is a whole different thing. It's one thing when they're at home on their home setup, right? This is LAN. This is where you're not picking off noobs. There are no noobs in this. At all.
Nope.
Everyone has earned their spot. Some may have cheated along the way, but most of them earned their spot to get here. And they're all really good. What will make this the duos interesting and the solos interesting is landing spots. Because everyone has their own landing spot, but you know, a couple of these teams and a couple of the players, they all have the same landing spot. So it's knowing if you have a backup landing spot that's actually will be your key to win. You need that place that's not very well known to really win this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're competing, say you're going, we'll go to Ninja Spot, the boat at Lazy Lagoon. If there's three or four teams that go there, some of your and I know a lot of teams like going there, we could see some big names drop really early, which would make this interesting.
I feel like for this is going to separate, pardon the phrase, the men from the boys really, really quickly. And what I mean by that is there are people who qualify, you know, pretty much everybody who actually qualified, which they all technically qualified, but there are some people who are questionable. we'll just leave it at that. They're going to get exposed. Any fakes are going to get exposed really, really fast in this. Because like you said, you're not shooting noobs. You're even when they were doing the semifinals and you had people in there, you had people that had made it in purely by outlasting till the end.
Mm-hmm.
By just sitting in a tree and getting their points that way because of the way that they had structured it. So you had those people get taken out fairly early in those games, and what is left is the best of what could be said the best. And anybody that has supposedly cheated their way in or has lied their way in or doesn't in some people's mind deserve to be there. I'm not taking any shots at anybody. This is just what I'm, you know, hearing on the interwebs. They are going to either prove themselves or they're not. And as much as I think they all are a little resentful towards one person, he did come back. He did requalify, which he technically should not have been allowed to do in a lot of people's opinions. I'm kind of one of them, because if you cheat in a major tournament and you get caught, shouldn't be allowed to come back. But he was, for whatever reason, he was allowed, and he qualified honestly on his own. So we'll see if he can hang with the best of the best or if he gets exposed real quick. But I mean, this is going to be insane levels of gameplay for both duos and solos.
So here's the deal. It's six games. That's it. Six games to determine a winner.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy. In terms of winner for duos, I'm leaning towards, like, I think Nate Hill, Funk, I think they're going to be really good. Like, it'll be weird to have a younger kid win. Like a 14-year-old win this thing, which they could.
Who is it? Like Mega and Dubs?
Mega Dubs, Benji Fish. They're all the young kids. There's a lot of young kids, but they're like the big young kid names out there. Like if they win it, that'd be great. But the pressure may get to them, especially if this would be their first big LAN event.
It's going to be really interesting how the environment throws people, because you've got the pros that have come in there and have done this before, and they're used to the entire environment, they're used to the noise, they're good, they're fine, and then you've got the people that have never been on this level before, and it's insane. Like, the stage is insane, the stakes are insane. This is a $30 million tournament. The prize pool alone is insane. Like, I hate to keep using the word, but I don't even know how to describe it.
Winner gets $3 million.
I mean, that's life-changing money.
Mm-hmm.
That is, especially if you're 13 or 14 years old, that's your college education and a down payment on at least a house.
It's not even a down payment, that's just buying a house flat out.
Yeah, you just buy a house. I mean, it's like, that is life-changing money. You could put that into a savings fund or a retirement account, and you don't have to save for your retirement. You're mm-hmm. that good. Like, so you can't retire and live the rest of your life on it unless you're really, really smart about it. But that is life-altering money. So it would be cool if a young kid won it, just because that could do a lot of good for them. But at the same time, you kind of almost want to see somebody that's been around the block up one or two times take this home. Like, I think Nate Hill would be really cool, but I just don't know.
And then you go into singles, you got Tfue's and the Vivits and the Bizzles.
Bizzle's going to be one to watch.
Mm-hmm. Because he's really good, and when he's motivated, who?
See, Bizzle dicked around in the qualifiers. He did, how many games did he win without even firing a shot?
A few.
So he was dicking around because he could, but he qualified.
Yeah, he dicked around after he qualified, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be one to watch. Tfue, I think, is going to do okay, but I don't think Tfue's going to win. I think somebody's going to come up and take it from him, because it all depends on which Tfue we get. If we get the focus Tfue, that's going to be a different game than if we get just regular, you know, just Turner, just there to have fun.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's here to take some... I think he's looking to put his stamp on this thing.
Oh, yeah, because he's got something to prove now that he's kind of out on his own without FaZe. He has to prove that he's as good as everybody thinks he is, which we all know he is. I mean, he's a fantastic Fortnite player, but it's coming out of the whole FaZe controversy that he's been in, and kind of under that cloud, he needs to get a little positive press for himself and move on that way. So, but honestly, I think for both, it's going to be an unknown. It's going to be somebody that nobody's really ever heard of before. We're not familiar with them. And it's going to change their life. It's going to be kind of like what it was at TwitchCon last year, where Morgoss came in and just, like, whooped up on everybody.
Oh, yeah. And that's what makes this great. And what's been the best part about this whole World Cup thing and everything like that, a lot of these players have now signed with people. Like Rogue has a few people now in the tournament. Reverse 2K, he signed with TSM just in the last day or two. Like FaZe has picked up some people.
Oh yeah, this has been a scouting dream for all the orgs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you can get really, really good players and you don't really have to do a lot in terms of watching them, because you can just sit there and watch the tourneys, and you go down the leaderboard, and it's like you look at your top tens and where and see who you have and who you don't, and who's signed and who's not. And that's what they've been doing, is they've just been going down the leaderboards and they've been watching these tourneys and they've been snapping people up. It's like FaZe took Mega from Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, just poached him.
Yeah, before they can even get him, yeah.
Like, so, they'd already made the call to sign him, and FaZe is like, nope,
we're going to offer more money. So that just makes this whole tournament interesting, and we're going to be watching it all weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to try to watch it. Like, I really, really, really want to watch it, but I'm doing other stuff this weekend, so I'm hoping I can kind of, like, sneak some time in. I really want to see the creative tourney, especially because the idea that they brought people in from around the world to build custom maps for this makes me really excited, because it's like, that's cool. That's really neat. And just based on what I've seen in terms of the custom maps that they've had other people build, this is going to be very interesting to me.
But that's what makes VODs very handy.
Yep. But I'd rather see it live, because there's something about seeing it live. But video on demand, that works too. It's going to be on Twitch, so that's cool. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to watch the Pro-Am, because Pro-Ams are always fun. And then, yeah, watch the tourney, but it's going to be intense. Like, it's going to be super intense,
especially
for solos.
All right, so make sure you tweet us. I'm going to definitely be watching it. We'll probably be tweeting a little bit about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I think that does it for us tonight.
I think it does, so plug away.
Saturday, midnight, this is another edition of CB Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're doing the Great and Great Debate on Game Boy Games. That's greatandgreatdebate.com. If there's stuff for them to talk about, Russell Talk Radio will be live Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. An all-new episode is available now at RackRadioShow.com. A new episode will be available on Tuesday evening. We'll be back next Thursday night to talk about the World Cup. We're going to talk about the all-new season of Fortnite, Season 10, because it drops Thursday. So we'll talk all about it next Thursday night. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, says Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free, support the channel. It's simple, it's easy. If you want to support us, there's a donate button. You can click the link down below, or you can use the credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be here with Fortnite with friends. So till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.